Back in 1929, the Rose Bowl game in Pasadena, California, Georgia Tech played the University of California. And during the first half of that game, there was a fumble deep in Georgia Tech territory. The center, Roy Riegels, for the University of California, came up with the ball, and he ran across the field making a brilliant run, sidestepping his pursuers. And it was not until he was tackled on the 1 yard line by his own teammates that he realized his terrible mistake. He had been running in the wrong direction. We say, in the football field of life, many of us begin running in the wrong direction. And sometimes the most charitable thing we can do is to tackle someone. Like, it's kind of the way that Saints Peter and Paul began. Just like Wrong Way Riegels, Saul began as a persecutor of the church. But God transformed the persecutor Saul into the apostle Paul, ultimately into the martyr, Saint Paul. Simon denied Christ, but God's grace transformed Simon into Peter, ultimately Saint Peter, dying on the cross, upside down. Saint Paul was a Jewish radical, a religious fanatic. He was infuriated at Christians, self-righteous, a fury born of pride. And he consented to the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. And they say it was the prayers of Saint Stephen that converted Saul. So the first great lesson, I guess, is that God calls us with our flaws. He calls us to self-offering, and he wants to transform us as he wants us to transform the world. Ultimately, like we say, the church began on the foundation of Saints Peter and Paul, consecrated by their blood. We say that the church is Roman because of Peter. The church is Catholic because of Paul. The two marks of the church, unity and universality. The church is one, the church is Catholic. But the church is one because of Peter. We're united in the truth because he has that charism of truth. The church is universal because of Paul. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. And so even today, we have this living voice, of the papacy that is with us throughout human history till the end of time. Without that living voice, when we separate ourselves from that living voice, the church splinters into 30,000 denominations. Like Martin Luther said, "I left the church to get out from under the Pope. And when I left the church, I found 100 more popes." Okay? People who were their own highest authority. Everybody has their Pope, but there's only one infallible Pope. Peter is the only one who is divinely given that gift, never to lead the church astray. Infallibility is sometimes described in terms of a guardrail, that the Pope will never lead the church over the edge of the cliff. Infallibility is the guardrail that protects us, that he will never lead us astray. One woman who converted to the church explains her reason. She said, "I was tired of being my own Pope." And we might even say that all authority rests on the authority of the church. Like the Bible, St. Augustine says, "I would not believe a word of the Bible were it not for the authority of the church." anyone who accepts sacred scripture as inspired implicitly accepts the authority of the church. They say if God gave us an inspired book, without an infallible interpreter, the book would be of no use. Jesus Christ gave us the church, and it's from the church that we have the Bible. They say the church is not the child of the Bible, the church is its mother. The church does not come out of the Bible comes out of the church. Today, in a world where few seem to stand for anything, they say the church should flaunt her intransigence, flaunt her unwillingness to change. There's that confession of a lapsed Catholic who said, I'd rather be alienated from an institution that stands for something than belong to one that would accommodate itself to lazy, secular me. We say, Saint Paul, Saint Peter were preachers of the truth. Paul was the instructor of the nations. Fulton Sheen said, what the world needs is a voice that is right, not when the world is right, but a voice that is right when the world is wrong. Okay? And there are many truths that the world accepts, but there are also many politically incorrect truths that the world will not accept. But the church preaches those truths in season and out of season. They say if the Catholic Church doesn't teach what the Catholic Church teaches, who will teach it? Okay. So today we ask the intercession of St. Peter, St. Paul. Of St. Paul, he was converted from a persecutor, Saul, into an apostle and glorified in martyrdom. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. He says he knew nothing but Christ and him crucified. His love for Christ was stronger than death. He gloried only in the cross of Christ. His zeal knew no bounds. May we who celebrate the feast of St. Peter and Paul be protected by the power of their intercession, that we may always be united in the truth and not receive the grace of God in vain. And with them, may we win the crown of eternal life. Amen.